It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Travis Scott announced his Astro World Tour yesterday, and he's going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana on February 20th. That's because our show airs in Indianapolis. And then he's also going to be in Houston, where our show also airs at the Toyota Center on February 13th. So that's exciting, something to look forward to, put on your calendar. A former model says she had an 8-year affair with Woody Allen that started when she was 16, and it included a 3-way with Mia Farrow. Wow.
Gross.
Her name is Baby Christina Englehart, or Babby. B-A-B-I. I'm going to say baby. Baby Christina Englehart said that she was a high school student when she began dating the 41-year-old, saying that she actually made the first move by giving the director her number. They were together for 8 years, and around that time, she was 20, and he introduced her to his new girlfriend, Mia Farrow. Soon after, she began having drug-fueled threesomes with Allen and Farrow, and she claimed that she had group hibbity with other young women that Allen had brought in before she was introduced to Farrow. She believes that Woody groomed her and Farrow into doing whatever he wanted, despite the fact that she was never allowed to meet his friends. Many people in her life corroborate that she did know him, and she has personal moments and letters from Woody Allen where he recalls their time together. So, this looks like the nail in the coffin for Woody Allen, who has been rumored for a long time to be a little bit of a creep.
Oh, yeah, rumored he is.
But if she gave him her number first, does that make a difference for you? Do you feel
it's
like
still
that's a
creepy.
Little strange?
I mean, I guess you could say like... Yeah, because he's still, it's kind of still to me,
he
my
should
opinion,
still know better because he's 41 years
it's
old.
It's still predatory. It just
right.
It sounds creepy to me. If it's like, could you imagine me like 40-year-old Joe, like, hey, Alex, so I went to this high school basketball game the other day.
This girl gave me your number.
I got her number. I think I'm going to go hook up with her. You're like, oh, that's cool, Joe. She gave it to you?
Yeah, I think
no
it's
problem.
So weird. Lil Wayne, yesterday, being a huge sports fan that he is, was asked who is better, Jordan or Kobe, and he had a hard time answering this question.
These days, they think the tough question
is
Jordan or LeBron. No.
I just, before we play this, his voice, though. Like, whose voice is worse, his or mine?
Honestly, if you give it a little more effort, you could sound like Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God. His voice is just like, there's nothing like it to me.
These days, they think the tough question is Jordan or LeBron. No. Jordan or Kobe is a tough question. Lord have mercy, please forgive me. God forgive me, Jordan forgive me, but it's Kobe.
And Jennifer Lopez says that she would never take a project with a love scene that could make her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, or her family uncomfortable.
And I always do what's appropriate. I'm a very professional. I've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
I wouldn't take anything that would make me feel super uncomfortable in my real life. You know, if I take it on, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it in a way that if he saw it or anybody saw it that knew me, that I would never feel like, God, I wish I didn't do that.
And coming up in less than an hour, the internet has finally weighed in on the top song of 2018. If you had to guess, any guesses on what the top song might be?
Oh, man. Is it like a Drake song, maybe?
You'll have to find out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, check this out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, someone on the show is committing what others would say is a Christmas sin. They're a sinner. Find out why everyone's judging them hard as hell next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.